Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, family? How are you all doing? I hope all is well with you. You know what's up? Come on in, come on in, come on in. Grab you something cool to drink, something that will soothe your soul, something that will just say, you know? Whether it's an ice cold glass of water or iced tea, whatever it is, just come on in and grab it and have it sit down in our special place, in our special room. Prop your feet up and take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. What's up? What's going on, family? How you all doing? Oh, my God. I hope everyone is doing amazing. I hope you all are just chilling and just enjoying the day, man. Depending on what time you're listening to me, you probably had a long day and now you just want to just chillax, right? Just want to chillax. Well, you know what? People are out now, baby. Come on with it, right? Have you noticed? Have you noticed now? A lot of businesses are opening up. People are out and about, running errands, doing their thing. And let me ask you this. What was the first place that you guys went to as soon as you found out that business was opening in your neck of the woods? What was the first place that you went to? I guarantee you somebody's going to say to my hairstylist. Hands down, I guarantee you that's probably the number one answer. Right, everyone probably would say, girl, I want to get my hair done. Child, I had to get that thing done. And you patting your head, right? Right? Oh, my goodness. Well, I know for sure in this neck of the woods where I'm from right now, I tell you right now, my husband already made a dash to his barber. Okay, he flew. Okay, he didn't drive, he flew. Right? He went on over there and got his hair did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I'm next. Yes, I'm next. Ooh, glory to God. Man, oh man, because my hair has gone through, man. It has gone through. And I'm so excited. My hairstylist called me up and she said, girl, I'm ready for you. Baby! I had her crying on that phone laughing. I'll tell you the truth, because I was like, baby, I'll come now if you want me to. Okay, I'll come right now. I was tired of looking like Aunt Jemima's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter. Okay, for real. Ain't got nothing wrong with my Aunt Jemima. I'm just saying. But you know, come on. You're trying to do your best to make yourself, you know, look good and feel good. You know what I'm saying, sisters? But yes, honey, I am out and about this weekend to get this hair done. Yes. Thank you, Lord. You know, but yes, man, a lot is happening. A lot is changing before us. And man, oh man, as I, you know, brought to you guys attention a while back, you know, my question was then, and it still is now, are you ready for the change? Are you ready? Have you prepared yourself for this new normal that we are entering into? And for some of you, you probably have already adjusted to the new rules and policies and all those things that's going down. And for most of you, the majority of you, you're probably like, I'm not ready yet. You know, it's a lot to embrace. It's a lot to handle. It's a lot to accept, you know, because, you know, I know a lot of us want to go back into time. Go back and doing the things that, you know, we're comfortable of doing. But you realize that honestly, what you did before, it's not going to be effective now because, you know, things have dramatically changed and yet things are still changing, in our society, in our finances, you know, it's just changing everywhere. Whatever going on in your life, you see there's some major changes, major shifts that are taking place right now. So I wanted to just come on here, of course, and to, you know, be an encouragement to you all, including to myself, because I tell you right now, I was being encouraged this morning. God has just been, you know, blessing me with songs and my heart and everything. And I just happened to find that song on YouTube and it just truly blessed me to the point that I just had to share it out to my to my ministry family and all of that. And man, oh man, I tell you, that song just truly, truly blessed my spirit. But also, I was listening to a motivation on YouTube as well. You know, that's my daily thing. You know, I read the word and then I get motivated by going on YouTube, and it's a biblical motivation type of, you know, video and everything. And it was just talking about, you know, being encouraged, you know, stay encouraged, you know, don't get dismayed, right? Because there's a lot that is going on. Oh my goodness, there's a lot that is going on in everybody's life. Can you say amen to that? Yes. Hands up in the air. Put both feet in the air. Yes, Lord. Everything is going on in our lives, man, that is so beyond our control. There's some things we can be able to handle. Some things we can be able to, you know, check or what have you. But there are some other things, man, it's like, whew. You try and you already winded, man. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh, okay. This here, I need God's help on this, because this is way too much, man. This is way too much. And I know right now we are, as I said, we are already entering into this new normal where things around us are shifting and changing. And, you know, we feel overwhelmed by these new policies, these new rules and all these things. And you wonder, you know, how are you going to sustain? How are you going to be able to manage? You know, what is your future going to be like? What is your career going to be like, and all these things? Because this is still up in the air. You know, nothing has been resolved yet. There's still things going on behind the scenes, you know, especially when it comes to people and, you know, their career. A lot of people, and the number is still rising. There's millions of people who are unemployed, man. That is crazy. Wow. A lot of people who are unemployed, and majority of those people, when they did file for unemployment, or before they filed for unemployment, I would say they had already assumed that they had that job down pat. Once this virus was already gone, that they could go right back to work and everything and continue on living their life that they did before. But now a lot of people are realizing that ain't guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed right now, right? And so a lot of people are panicking. A lot of people are discouraged. A lot of people are dismayed. A lot of people, you know, are very concerned about the future. And so I wanted to just come on here and just truly be a word, be a blessing to you, give you some words of encouragement. And so this is going to be called Be Strong, Be Encouraged. That's basically what it is, what it boils down to. Be strong, be encouraged. And I know you probably have heard that numerous of times through friends and families, those you have shared your concern with and everything. And it's so easy to say those words, but Lord have mercy, when you are challenged through the fire of all the challenges that you're dealing with, sometimes, you know, that be strong and be, you know, courageous don't work sometimes. You know, sometimes you just want to fall. You just fall to your knees, man. You're like, Lord, I just can't. I just can't. I just want to go. I just want to run away. I just want to go somewhere far, far away, you know, and just don't deal with it. But, you know, that's when things seems hopeless, that's where God comes in even more, because he is our hope. He is our sustainer and all those things. And I know for a lot of you out there that's listening to the sound of my voice, I know some of you don't really see it in that way. You know, your relationship with God is not, it's not up to par, or you don't really, you know, vibe like that or whatever. But baby, listen, you have that right. You have that choice. But I hope and pray that you will sooner or later, more sooner than later, you know, start connecting with God, because he knows your life. He knows your life, man. He already has your life set up. You don't have a clue what to do with your life right now. Okay. A lot of people are clueless as to what is going to happen within the next month to 3 or 6 months from now, right? Everyone hopes that things get back to normal, but honestly, things are not going to get back to normal. You can see that right now. It's already evident. It's already evident. It's not going to get back to normal. And a lot of people are just not comfortable with change. A lot of people are just not comfortable with it because they don't know what to do with the new normal. But God does. He knows exactly what you can do. He will give you the instructions. He will guide you. He will direct you, right? And he will never leave you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You know that, right? He will never do that to you. He knows that you don't know. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to guide you, because the Holy Spirit knows all. He knows all things, and he's willing, and he's so anxious to help you, because he knows what your future will be like. Even through the midst of what's going on, he already knows that if you just trust him, everything's going to be all right. But he does want us to stay encouraged. He wants us to be strong, no matter what you're dealing with and no matter what you are going to face, because we are going to be faced with some challenges. Even when this month expires and when the next couple of months come in, you don't know what you're going to be facing with. You don't know what your challenge is going to be with. You know, he wants us to be strong and to be courageous, because he is there to help us through it all, hands down. And how many of you can reflect on your life moments where you really needed his assistance in something, right? And you were courageous and you were strong, even though it was rough, it was scary, it was all of those things, but you got through it because you know God helped you through it. At the end of the day, you know, it was like, oh, thank God. You know, like, oh my goodness, this is finally over. Or thank God I finally got that promotion. Or thank God I finally, you know, able to get my life back in order and, you know, and all these things or whatever. And if God did it for you then, don't you know he can do it for you now? Right? He can do it for you now. So this, you know, when I heard on the motivational about being strong and being courageous, you know, those ministers that was on that motivation, on that video, they was talking about it constantly, constantly, constantly talking about be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous. And that just started to sink into my spirit so deep, man. And I'm like, you know what? I definitely want that. It blessed me, but I definitely wanted to be a reminder to a lot of you out there. Because some of you might be going through some things right now that is already challenging you. It's already challenging your faith. It's challenging, you know, your mindset. It's challenging you in some form or fashion. And it's been like that for quite a minute or two. And, you know, you're trying to, you know, figure things out. You know, you're trying to determine what to do. Or should you not do this? Or should you stay with it or whatever? But I'm here to tell you, beloved, you need to stay strong and be courageous. If you remember in the book of Joshua, right? In the book of Joshua, you know, Joshua had lost his mentor, which was Moses. And, you know, God had promoted Joshua to leadership. And, you know, he was in the position where he had to take, you know, the people, you know, over to the promised land and everything, and that things was going to come about. There was going to be some challenges that Joshua was going to encounter, but God wanted to, you know, confirm to him and remind him. And he said it to him three times, be strong, be courageous, right? In that first chapter, right? In the sixth verse. And he said, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. And here's the second time he said it, be strong and courageous. Be very courageous, right? He said, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? And he said it the third time, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Come on now. He said, do not be terrified. Do not be scared or scared. Come on. Do not be discouraged, right? For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, God is with you. And now that we are entering into this new normal, we're entering into this new movement of change. There's a lot of people out there, you know, who are terrified, who are discouraged, who are dismayed, you know, who are wondering, you know, what in the world is going to happen, you know, in my life? What's going to happen with my job? You know, what am I going to do? You know, I have bills to pay. I got a mortgage to pay. I have kids, you know, and this, that, or whatever. And people are really panicking now, you know, because the numbers are getting deeper, right? And the job seems like it's just getting scarce, right? But he said it to Joshua 3 times. And likewise, he's saying it to us. And he says it to us many, many times throughout his word, that we need to be strong and that we need to be courageous and that we need to not be afraid of what's going to come or what's going to take place or what is going on right now. We definitely need to have his word, meditate on that word day and night. And that's why when I was saying earlier about the ministers that was on that motivational video, they kept saying, be strong and be courageous, be strong and be courageous, be strong and be courageous. They kept saying it over and over and over and over again. And that is what we need to be saying to ourselves when we are faced with issues, when we are faced with challenges, right? Am I making sense? I hope I am. We need to start opening our mouths and start speaking those words. Be strong, be courageous, be bold. Come on now, be bold, because you know that God is with you. He will never forsake you. If you are a born again Christian, you should know that God is with you. He's already in you anyway. You are the righteousness of God. It's a sealed deal. The relationship between you and him is solid. You know what I'm saying? It's solid, as they say back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And so when you know that and it's confirmed in your spirit, then you are strong. You could go ahead and handle whatever comes your way, because God already got you set up anyhow, right? And I just want you guys to know that, because I get it. If you allow what the news is showcasing every day, if you allow them to tell you this stuff was happening in our communities and you know, economically and all these things, it's going to drive you nuts. It's going to really panic you. And how many people you know are right now that's already panicking, that's already stressed out? They stress it already because, you know, they're looking at their bills. They're looking at, you know, the loss of jobs. And, you know, they already been threatened by bill collectors. They already been threatened by, you know, mortgage companies and all these other things that's going on in people's lives. Right. They already dealing with it. And they feel like, you know, there's no hope. There's no hope. They feel dismayed. They feel discouraged. Right. They feel like, oh, my God. I don't know what's going to happen, you know? I don't know how this thing's going to work through for me, right? But God knows. He knows. I'm a living witness, y'all. Trust me. I am a living witness as to how God can truly continue to provide for you even when you don't see a dollar coming at your door. We don't see 50 cents. Coming on, come on in. You know what I'm saying? You don't see nothing coming in. But yeah, God provides. He will take care of his children. Guaranteed, man, guaranteed. I can't tell you how many times God will talk to someone and that person will come and bless us, you know, with monetary gifts and stuff like that. And even we're at church or something, somebody will come and, you know, give me a hug and they will brace my hand and they will slide a check in my hand or they will slide $100 bill in my hand or whatever. And they would say, sweetheart, you take care, do what you got to do, you know, or something to that effect. And it just blesses my, and I ain't say a word to mother. I ain't say anything to my sister. I did not sit down in the car. I didn't say a word, but God knows, and he will touch the heart of people in your life that will bless you, and that will let you know that God is still there with you. He's still right there with you. You may think your prayer is not going anywhere, but trust me, if you're speaking from your heart, trust me, God is truly being attentive to your needs. He's truly being attentive to your tears. He knows exactly what you're going through. And don't you know that He has already taken care of your needs, right? Another thing that I love about what God will do for you when you stay encouraged and, you know, and you are being confident or what have you, He wants us also to wait on Him, you know, wait on the Lord, period. You know, He said to, again, be strong and to take heart and just wait for the Lord, period. And that's in Psalms 27:14. He wants us to wait for Him. And while we're waiting for Him, He wants us to what? Continue to be strong and take heart, right? He wants us just to be cool. He wants us to rest in Him. While He takes care of certain things, certain issues, we just rest in Him and continue to enjoy our lives more abundantly, to rejoice in the Lord, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall what? Rejoice and be glad. And then a lot of people are not rejoicing right now. A lot of people are still griping, moaning, complaining, and all those things. And, you know, and I get it, because I've been there too, man. Come on. And it's still a daily struggle for me sometimes. There's some days, man, I'll be like, oh, man, when is this ever going to end? You know what I'm saying? And you just like, oh, Jesus. Okay, seriously, you know. But I have to catch myself. I got to catch myself, because words have life. Come on, somebody. Words have life. So if you start speaking negative, man, you pretty much are creating a harvest that's not going to be fruitful for you. Let's be real on that. You know, we can't always put the blame on the people that speak ill of us. It's all on us. It's what we say about ourselves. It's what we say about our future that will definitely make a difference, okay? You got to be careful what you say. So yeah, you may get tired of the same issue that's been going on for months, if not years. You may get, you know, stressed over something that you just hope will go away and all of that. But you see, it's still lingering around. But God gave us power, man. His word, man. He had told us that He has given us the power to speak over those things, right? If you have faith of the size of a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to move. And guess what? It would move by your faith. Come on, somebody. I ain't trying to preach to y'all. I'm just being honest with you. You know, because if I was sitting down on the phone talking to my sister friend or whoever, I'd be saying the same thing. You know, at this day and age, we cannot play it anymore. Life is so precious, y'all. Life is so valuable. It really, really is. And we just can't continue to just sit around and just be lazy. No, man. You want to live a healthy, prosperous Zoe life, then you need to make some changes. You need to make some changes and some decision, right? And it can be done. Yes, it requires discipline. How many of us got kids? How many of us got kids right now, especially those who are teenagers? And Lord have mercy, we always fussing at our children because we have been training them and teaching them since they were able to comprehend English, honey, to clean up their room, to wash the dishes, to take out the trash, or whatever that you have told them to do. And yet they still totally in a different zone. You know, something happened somewhere and they don't wash the dishes, or they don't clean their room, they don't clean their bathroom, or whatever it is. And you like, what's wrong with you? You get irritated. And we got to keep reminding our children about, you know, and discipline them. Like, if you don't do it, then I'm going to take your phone away. If you don't do it, then you can't go hang with your friends and this, that, or whatever. And you're training them. And it takes time for them to break that habit. But if you stick with them, if you continue on supporting them, you know, and speaking life to them, they will eventually start making that change, right? So the same thing applies to us as adults. There's some old habits in us that we know it ain't fruitful. It ain't fruitful in a good way, I would say. Right? We know our old habits. Come on, somebody. Nobody want to talk about that, right? Go ahead and put that hood over your face because you want nobody to see you shame. You know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all. If you want change, good change to come your way, then you got to be the one to make the change. As Michael Jackson say, make that change. Man in the mirror, for real, for real. We got to make that change, baby. We can't expect God to do it all for us. No, we got to do our part. In order for God to do what he said he would do for us, we got to do our part too. But if we wait for the Lord, and a lot of times, a lot of us don't do that either. We don't wait on him because we're so anxious. You know, we just get so anxious and so irritated because we're dealing with the pressure of life. We're dealing with what's going on. You know, all the attacks and all these things that are happening. And now that, a lot of people are now stepping out of their homes and people are getting back into the rhythm of life, if you will. Now, you know, those bills that was on hold for those 3 months or whatever. Now these companies are coming back 100% like crazier than ever, hun. That phone had not stopped ringing since. You know, you getting mail, getting email, all this stuff. You trying to negotiate in some form or fashion because you don't have a job now. You thought you would have one, but now you are one of those millions that don't have one as of yet. And you're trying to explain to those debt collectors out there. Some are very compassionate and they're willing to work with you. And there are most of them that are like, well, I'm sorry, man, but you know, you got to pay the bill, you know, and all this stuff or whatever, man. And it can be so overwhelming and so taxing. And you like, wait on the Lord. I can't wait anymore because if I don't pay this up, then I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my apartment. I'm going to lose my car. I'm going to just this, da, da, da. You're going to have what you say then. Remember, words are life. Words are life. And God wants you to trust him. Wait on him. See, the thing is, we expect God to work on our timetable. Oh yeah, a lot of us do. We still have that crazy mindset that, you know, we want God to work on our timetable. When you want things done, you expect God to do it right now. It don't work like that. I'm sorry to tell you, Shugs, it just ain't gonna work like that because God don't work on anybody's time. God is timeless. Come on, somebody. Okay? When he's ready to make a move, he will make a move. And when he makes a move, it comes right on time. Perfect timing. Yes, perfect timing, man. So he knows exactly when to move on your behalf. But in the meantime, he still wants us to rest in him. In the meantime, he still wants us to say, God, I thank you anyhow. In the meantime, he still wants us to enjoy life and to enjoy it more abundantly. Yes, while he is doing what he needs to do, right? If we wait for the Lord, take heart, be strong, be courageous, right? If we do those things, everything gonna be all right. Everything will be all right. And he said that to us. He said that if you do what I tell you to do, if you meditate on my word, right, you will have good success. Your life will be prosperous in every area, everywhere in your life. It's going to be overflowing abundance. It's not just talking about your financial situation. That's one part of the pie, but there's other slices of your life that, you know, that God can fulfill. Come on, y'all. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's something I had to learn. That's something I had to learn down through the years, man. I really did. You know what I mean? And it took some time for me to really embrace that. Because God wants us to be successful. You know, he wants us to, you know, constantly overflow with abundance of grace and mercy in our talents, in our ministry, in our skills. He wants us to, you know, truly be a blessing to so many people out there who are struggling, who are dismayed, who are discouraged, you know, that needs that hope of support and need to be reminded that God loves them. God loves them. God loves them. Right? Because at the end of the day, they just need to know if they are loved. At the end of the day, they just need to know that somebody really cared for me. Yes, God does. He always has and he always will. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what you did 10 minutes ago. It doesn't matter what you did last week. It doesn't matter what you did, you know, yesterday. It doesn't matter what you're going to do, you know, tomorrow. Because we all going to make some mistakes. That's not going to change the love that God has for you. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm saying? And when you start to drive into God's Bible, in his word. Well, yeah, his Bible in the word. You drive into his word and allow his word to just saturate you all over. You're gonna enter into that place of rest. You're going to take heart, man. You're gonna eventually start becoming strong, right? He will give you the strength. God will give you strength to his people. He will give you strength to you. Don't you know that? Whatever you need, just ask. He said you have not because what? You ask not. You ain't ask God anything. You ain't ask God for nothing. So don't be complaining. You're going to complain all you want, but you ain't ask God to help you though. You're going to complain, oh Lord, oh, you ain't ask God to take care of the situation though, right? But God, if you just go ahead and say, God, I need strength. Guess what? The Lord give strength to his people, right? And guess what? And guess what else he does? The Lord blesses his people with peace. Mm-hmm. Come on now. When you become strong and courageous, when you go ahead and fight the good fight of faith, when you go ahead and take heart, God will bless you with his peace. Come on, man. He will bless you with his peace. He will give you sound mind. He will give you joy in his spirit, in your spirit. He will just smother you with his presence. And you will have a peaceful day, even though there's a lot going on the outside. But but where you are right now, there's comfort in knowing that God gives you peace, that all is well with you, all is well with your family, all is well with your finances, all is well with your health, all is well with your career, all is well with your future. Come on now, because God has it all taken care of. It's already established for you. It's already done for you, right? All you got to do is just walk in him. Walk with the Lord. Trust him always. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, right? And he what? He will what? He will what? I didn't hear you. What you say? He will direct your path. Yes, yes. He sure will. He will direct your path because he knows where you're supposed to go. You don't know where you're supposed to go, Shugs. You've been doing that too many times down through the course of your life. And you just been going all over the place, right? Long, some journeys took too long. You were supposed to be there for like 2 days and you were there 2 years. Oh my goodness. Come through. But you learned something though. God was still with you even when you made a different route. He was still with you that whole entire time, right? And I don't think you want to go through that old way of living in this new movement, in this new normal that we are entering into. Because, I mean, you can't run away from it now. The only excuse that you won't be able to participate in the new movement or this new normal is God take you home. For real, for real. I ain't wishing it on anybody. But that's basically what it boils down to. The only way you can be exempt from the new movement, this new normal that we are entering into, is that you pass on. But since you have long life ahead of you, then baby girl, you need to get yourself together. You need to come on and just say, okay, it's time to put on my big girl the panties on. And it's time to go ahead and take that bold walk of faith. Take that bold walk of courageousness and do what God has given me the ability to do. There are multiple of people out there that God has set for your life that you are going to lead someday. And God is prepping you for that day when it's coming, when it comes. So you need to just take heart at where you are right now and realize that God is prepping you. He's pruning you in some areas. He is reminding you of certain things. You know, he's teaching you, he's coaching you, right? He's right there with you every step of the way. And sometimes we don't realize God is doing those things because we get sidetracked. We get sidetracked with life, with our issues, with our children, with our bills. We get sidetracked. But now there's no more excuses now. This is the time that you definitely need to take heart, hello, and really start getting more deeper involved with God and allowing him to minister to you, because there's some things that he wants to share with you, beloved. There's some secrets that he wants you to know about. And how many of you like secrets? How many of you like to be put in that corner like, girl, come here, I got something to tell you. Shh, shh, shh. Don't tell nobody. But this is what God has in store for you. Woo! And when he shares some things with you, sugar. Boy, oh boy, it's going to bless you, sugs. Yes, 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 yes. And that's not just one time event. That's constant. That's always going to be that way. As long as you stay connected and committed with him, he's always going to share some things. He's going to enlighten you. He's going to bless you. Come on, somebody, right? And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to take heart. He wants us to stay committed to him, stay connected to him, to stay courageous, to be encouraged, to not be distracted or dismayed or overwhelmed by what the world has been presenting to you, what it has hit us with, right? Everybody's been affected in some way. Everybody's been hurt in some form or fashion. Everybody's dealing with this, right? But it all depends on how you handle it, right? There's some people who are, you know, they go ahead and just take the dust off their shoulders, wipe it off or whatever, and they go ahead and get back up and just like, okay, let's go ahead back to ground zero. Let's go ahead and get this thing going. Let's start all over again. A whole new plan, a whole new agenda, right? And they go ahead and make it happen. But a lot of us, you know, we stuck in time. A lot of us been stuck since March 10th, since March 1st, since March 25th. We've been stuck in time. And here it is June, babe. It's June. And life is moving on. And you are back behind. You still sitting on the sidelines wondering, when can I go back to normal? Baby, it is over. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's just not going to happen, honey. You got to prepare yourself for the new things. God is working on a new thing every day that he wakes us up in the morning. Guess what? God is working on a new thing. And you need to be anxious and excited and expecting those new blessings, those new and suddenlies that God has in store for you this day. So be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous. No matter what is happening, no matter what is going on, no matter what the threats you've been receiving from the bill collectors, be strong, be courageous. Okay, there's power in you. God is your strength. His grace is sufficient. When you are weak, yet he'll be strong in your life. He will get you through, mama. Come on. Yes, he will. He will get you through. God will take care of you. Period. That's the song I was hearing early this morning on YouTube by Walter Hawkins. And his sister Lynette was singing the lead to that song. That song was in my spirit. At the time, I didn't know it was Walter Hawkins, because there are different variations of the song, you know, of God Will Take Care of You. But that particular the song that I was hearing in my spirit is a little more up-tempo or whatever. And I just went on ahead and looked for it, and I saw the different listings and everything and whatnot. I saw the one with Walter Hawkins, and I just went on ahead and played it, and I said, that's it. That's the song I was hearing in my spirit. And I've been playing that thing and playing that thing and playing that thing and playing that thing. I advise you to do that. Go on YouTube, go ahead and search it. God Will Take Care of You, and be blessed by that song. And that song was done back in 1989. I was in college. I was finishing my sophomore year. That was in, yes, I was finishing my sophomore year, 1989, right? Over 30 some years ago, man. And that song is still powerful to this day. If you listen to the lyrics of that song, it stands out for what's going on today in our society, in our community, in the world, even in your life. But no matter what you are going through, no matter what challenges you are facing, no matter what is happening right now in your marriage or in your finances or what have you, God will take care of you. So you be strong. You be courageous. You keep fighting. You keep pushing. You keep on moving no matter what. No matter what. Yeah, tears may come down your face. I am a living witness on that. Come through, come through. There are times I cry. I don't even have words. I just let the tears fall. But I know that God is with me. I know that Jesus is taking care of me. I know that he is strengthening me. I know he is helping me through the process, even when I don't even know what to do. And my flesh wants to do some damage. Come through. You know, that Davis in my blood, we don't take no mess. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got God in me now. So I'm like, I have to allow him to just calm me down and, you know, and again, take heart and to be at rest and at peace with him, because he will take care of me and he will take care of my situation. He would take care of my issues. He would take care of my hurt. He would take care of my family. He would take care of my life, because it's already in his hands, because I gave it to him. I gave my life to him. So I know my life is in good hands, right? So again, be strong, be courageous. So through the course of the day, while you're listening to that song, you know, God Will Take Care of You by Walter Hawkins. You know, let that minister to you through the course of the day. You ain't doing nothing right now. You might be doing a little something now. You might be doing a little something. But between now and Sunday, I want you to go ahead. That'll be your homework. That's your homework. I'm your teacher today. Go on here, sugar. You go on, look for that song and let that song bless you. It's going to have you to pat your feet, clap your hands, gonna have you move your little body back and forth or whatever. It's gonna bless you some way, somehow, you know, and it's gonna stay in your spirit for a little bit, right? Because you know what? The enemy is gonna do what he's gonna do, because he already knows the power that's in you. He's intimidated by your power. He's intimidated by your future. He's intimidated by the calling of your life. And you should know who you are. Because if the devil know who you are, you should know who you are. And once you know who you are, then you don't need to be afraid no more. Right? You don't need to be afraid no more. God will see you through it. He said he will guide you. He will provide for you. He will take care of you. He got it all under control for you, my love. All you need to do is just be courageous, be strong, do what he's given you the ability to do, and watch how God go ahead and handle everything else for your life, right? So be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, right? Listen, I hope this blessed you. I hope this inspired you. I hope this encouraged you. I hope this was right on time, boo, okay? I hope this truly had just enlighten you in so many different areas in your life, man. I really, really do, because I love you all so, so very much. And God loves you more. And he wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy life. Oh, to the fullest, man, to the fullest, right? And there are great things in store for each and every one of you that is listening to the sound of my voice. There's great things in store for your life that God has prepared just for you. Nobody's going to take what God has already put name on for you. Your name is written on the blessings and the gifts and all the greatness that God has for your life. It already has your name written on it. So you ain't got to worry about nobody taking what's yours. Okay? But you got to get yours. If you want it bad enough, you will do whatever means necessary. Right? As long as you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you, you would do what you need to do to get what's yours.
right? And it will come faster than you think. Come through, come through. So you don't need to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself, right? You don't need to be concerned about next month. You don't need to be concerned about September. You don't need to be concerned about your children getting ready to go to college, or those getting ready to go back to high school or going back to elementary school. Don't worry about that. God got that already taken care of. It's already established. Don't worry about that. Come on. Don't worry about your job. God has already established a job just for you with your name on it. With your name on it. There's a song called that too, with your name on it. Right? I can't think of the gospel artist, but I'm hearing that song in my head. Right? But he has everything set up for your life. All you need to do is just say, God, direct my path. Show me what you have for my life. And he will do just that for you. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you. You won't be disappointed. And don't get all stagnant and worried that things are just not, you know, things are not moving. Do not lean on your own understanding, beloved. Do not lean on your senses. Do not get distracted over that, because that's how the enemies like to trick you. You know, when things just ain't moving the way you think it should or whatever. And then you start to get discouraged and you have that double mindset or what have you. Don't do that. No. You just say, God, I thank you for the movement. You are moving me right now. You are moving on my behalf. All is well. Come through, come through. Period. You know what I'm saying? Hey. So listen, guys, I'm going to close with a prayer. Again, I want you all to have a phenomenal day, a phenomenal evening. You know, enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the new things that God is doing for you. You won't be disappointed, but remember to be strong and be courageous, because God is taking care of you. So God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for my family. I ask you, Father God, to go and to touch every single individual that has listened to the sound of my voice. You know the situation. You know what they're going through. You know the ups and the downs. You know the ins and the outs of every single individual, God. You already have the plans established for their lives. And it is great. It is awe-inspiring. It is magnificent, because it came from you. Help us, oh Lord, to continue to get deep into your word. Help us, O Lord, to stay connected with you at all times, even when the days seem long, even when the days seem dry and tiring. Help us, O Lord, not to lean on our own understanding, but we continue to focus on the goodness of you, your grace and your mercy, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Help us, O Lord, to just be reminded that we are strong, that we are confident, that we are bold, because we gave our life to you and you are in us. So there's no need for us to worry about a thing. There's no need to worry what tomorrow is going to bring, right? It'll be all over in the morning, as the song goes, right? But we are okay, because you said you will take care of us. All we need to do is rest, right? Rest in you, and you will give us your peace. You will give us joy. So we thank you this day, oh God. We thank you for everything. We thank you for what is to come. We thank you for the upgrade. We thank you for the new beginnings. We thank you for new life. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for healing. We thank you for family. We thank you for your love. Thank you, God, for your love. We give you praise this day. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You guys, I want you all to take good care of yourself. Remember that God loves you no matter what. He's there with you no matter what. I want you all to just enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, enjoy life more abundantly. I see you soon. Peace.